KRUH.
Morning, Jim.
Connected to CMN Network.
I heard somebody come in, but I didn't hear who it was. Broke off after good morning.
Morning, KCHHZ.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Okay. Yeah, just getting out of work.
That sounds good. It sounds like you're on your normal schedule then.
It's going to change, and then I'm going on vacation next week. So I'm going to be doing stuff around the house.
Very cool. Where are you going on vacation?
I'm going to do some stuff around the house. I'm trying to gear up for Dayton.
Okay. When you say gear up for Dayton, what does that mean? You're getting stuff ready to go down there, getting stuff ready to sell down there, or just ready to attend?
Yeah, ready to attend and do some POTA. And I've had to do some work on my trailer, so I'm going to have to clean it up and probably purge some stuff out of it.
Yeah, a camping trailer, I'm assuming?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, I just ordered a new antenna for it. It's a German thing, something that DX Engineering sells.
Cool, yeah, it is the season to be getting camping trailers ready, that's for sure.
So, how's the computer business?
Computer business is good. I actually was also off last week and Monday. I was out of town. I went out to Colorado to ski and fish, so the computer business missed me, and I've been very busy. Had a busy day yesterday, busy day tomorrow. I'm sorry, busy day today.
That's my daily mantra.
Man, I'm on 696. I just had a guy pass me like I was standing still, and I don't even want to admit how fast I'm going.
Hey, DBF.
Good morning, guys.
Where did everybody go?
I don't know.
I think nobody knows whose turn. So I'm going to go. Good morning.
Let me make sure I got it. And I'm going to say, Anthony said something about being busy yesterday and tomorrow. You say, that's going to be, I should live by that mantra. Man, I had a ton of work to do yesterday, and I'm going to have a ton to do tomorrow. I could live by that. I'll send it over to Dakota, and then you can send it to Jerry, and he can send it to Anthony.
I, too, can relate to that. No matter how much you dig, you never get any further, it seems like. Jerry?
Oh, well. Anyway, hey, Dakota, I found a short video, a YouTube video, CW practice Pokemon box, and it's pretty short. They only send like four characters, but it gives you the idea about the Follow Me program that's on it. And then there's other stuff where you can do it without the team. I forgot about that. It'll send a a character, and then there'll be four playing cards. They'll flip over and with different alphabet or numeral stuff on it, and you got to pick the right one.
Oh boy, Dakota, are we going back down the CW rabbit hole?
Well, let's see here. If you want to learn, the easiest way to learn it, in my opinion, is the Boy Scout Ishtmo method. And what I did when I was learning is, now I made myself a little code practice oscillator. It's a little tiny thing. It was in the smallest little project box I could find, probably 2 inches by 3 inches. And I put a knife switch on the outside of it, which served as the paddle. And it was a knife switch out of a video game, I think. And they had these long arms, these blades. And inside was just a battery and a buzzer. That was all it was. And I just, and you know, the first, with the Ishmo method, first you learn E-I-S-H. Just dot, dot, dot. And I would drive around as I was driving and I would read signs, and every letter that I knew I would type out. I would bang out E-I-S-H, you know, and then I'd add PMO, --, --, --. And now I would do every letter I knew, E-I-S-H-T-M-O. And, you know, and then the Ishmo method, then you add characters that have similes, like, you know, --, --, --, --, you know. So you add characters that are similar in nature. And it was very easy. I learned the whole alphabet very quickly. You know, it was a good starting point.
Every time I dabble with it, I'm quick to pick up sending. I'm terrible at copying. I just cannot hear it. But yes, Anthony, I would like to be proficient enough to at least do a POTA activation. I don't necessarily want to sit there and have QSOs on CW. I'm sure that can come way down the road, but I think I could manage sending signal reports and call signs.
Yeah, the POTA activations are pretty quick and easy.
Sorry about that. I was navigating some traffic. Yeah, that would be very cool to figure that out. I would have to really sit down and figure out how to study to do that, because just even thinking about it, I don't know that my brain works in that fashion. So it would have to be a little bit of training my brain to learn something like that. It'd be fun, though.
Yeah, Dakota, that's only just to learn the characters, you know, just that you know what they are, you know. Then learning to copy and all that just takes, you know, just takes practice and time. You know, if you learn the characters by dots and dashes, you can take that to, you know, you can take up to, some guys can get good converting dots and dashes all the way up to about 13 magically. Once you break 13, you got to start hearing characters. You don't really have time to piece together dots and dashes, but you can piece together dots and dashes in your brain effectively. Some people can take that effectively up to about 13. And, so that's the mystery of the 5, 13, and 20. And well, I don't know what the reason for 20 was, just the goal. But 13 was the magic break between. It's about as fast as you can go and still, you know, convert. After that, you got to start hearing the characters. So, but yeah, after you know all the characters, that's all my method does. Is it just gets you to learn all the characters. After that, it's just, you got to find out what way to practice works for you. And usually start slow and just work your way up, faster and faster. You know, it's,
counting dots and dashes when you first get started, and hopefully it'll start coming to you. I don't know. I'm no expert at it. If you really want to get good, you got to start asking guys like Don and a few of the other guys who are quite proficient at it. They can tell you the techniques, but I'm pretty sure almost everybody will tell you just you got to get out there and use it. That's how you get better.
I think that's the biggest part is I actually have to do it. I tried doing it on the phone, and I was telling Jerry last week, it just doesn't feel right. Like, I just don't get nothing registers. I hear it, and I do it, and then as soon as I put the phone down, I forget it. I think if I had, like you said, a key in my hand when I'm doing it, that would make a huge difference versus tapping a screen.
Yeah, I found several different methods. When faster speed, I'm not musically inclined, but apparently people that are musically inclined, they can hear the rhythm. The different characters have different rhythm to them.
That would make a lot of sense in finding rhythm in it, because it is somewhat rhythmic. That's interesting. That's probably a good way to think of it, even if you're not musically inclined.
Well, that's where you got to hear the characters. You know, you no longer listen to dots and dashes. You know, so the rhythm of it is absolutely what you got to hear. And then when you get really good, when you really get fast, you start hearing words, and particularly common, you know, common QTH, you know, QRO, you can start hearing all that stuff without even hearing the individual characters. So, but I'm not to that point yet. I'm told thing. I need to figure this out.
Jerry, I think I'm going to order that game and practice with that, and maybe do what Sean did too, is build a little portable paddle and play with that in the truck. I need to embrace my love for QRP, and on the downturn of this solar cycle here, I think that's a good excuse to start learning CW.
That one day it was kind of, I guess the band conditions were okay. A couple weeks ago, at 20 meters, I worked to Scotland, and I've never worked that country, so I thought that was kind of cool. It showed up in my hunter thing that I worked the guy, so I was basically just looking around. I wanted to be at the park and not advertise, so I just, you know, was just hunting around and I happen to work them. But the ultimate goal is head copy, and I'm not there yet. I had a group that wanted me to join them for that, but it just takes too much dedication, and you got to get a partner, and you have to, you know, set up skids, and I don't have, my work is so fluid, I just don't have time for it.
Well, that was interesting. Boy, I'm going to throw directions here, but all this is great, and I'm going to have to start studying again. I keep getting distracted, but eventually you guys will nag me into getting my general. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it opens up a lot of fun, that's for sure. It's, I wouldn't necessarily push anybody into it, but really, you're really missing out on a lot the hobby has to offer by not getting your general. So, but, you know, like I said, you can, there's a lot still you can do with your tech that you're not doing yet. So there's mixed, you know, there's all mode and weak signal stuff and everything. So there's plenty. But Jerry, you go back to you'd like to get head copy. That's where I'd like to get. I'd like to get really, really good, fast head copy. That's my goal. But I not that I've been using to get there not working. The only method that works is get out there. As far as I can tell, I don't know, maybe there's other methods to get to that point. You can learn it in all different ways, but if you really want to just get head copy at, you know, higher speeds, pushing 30 and beyond, you know, I just think there's just no way to do it except for get out there.
Practice makes perfect, but this is unlike anything else I've ever learned, so that's like you were just saying, you gotta figure out different methods and what's going to work for you, and that's kind of where I'm kicking off. The phone clearly didn't work, so I'm on to the next thing. Sean, what's your ETA? Are you on schedule today?
Probably a little ahead of schedule. I'm at Hayes and 59 right now.
Okay, never mind. You're way ahead of me.
Where are you?
32 and 53. I thought I left at my normal time, too.
Oh, yeah, you're quite a ways behind me. All right, well, maybe I'll shoot out during a day or something like that. I'll text you if I get out.
It's no big deal, not urgent. I have it in the truck, so if we cross paths, we cross paths. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm almost home. I got a transition to staying over for 2 days this week, and then I'm on vacation. Well, to work on the trailer and get some spring stuff done at home. So,
got to get that camper ready. That'll be good. And Dakota, I will probably be able to make it out tomorrow or Friday at lunchtime to swing by and grab that stuff. So if you're going to lunch either of those days, let me know. Maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle or something.
I'm assuming Sean's getting coffee, but yeah, let's maybe plan on lunch then. And we can have Sean and a couple of the other gentlemen join us, and we can all do the gear swap.
I doubled with you at the beginning. What day were you talking about doing that?
I don't think the day matters. I can do both. So maybe we do that then. Everyone just meets for lunch. We do a gear swap.
All right. Sounds good. Let's maybe talk tomorrow morning and see if everybody thinks they can work it out. And or we can do the same thing on Friday, figure out if everybody can work it out.
Isn't Friday better for you?
Yeah, this Friday's weird. I got to go into the office and open up the shop because we got a couple people on vacation. So either day really doesn't matter. So we'll just have to figure it out, Thursday or Friday.
Well, the reason I say is that, you know, you're way over there, and on Thursday, if you got to drive all the way here from your work, that's kind of a pain. Now, Friday morning, I've got some obligations. But I don't imagine they're going to be bad, and I could, I'll be back up at the shop about lunch, in the lunchtime, so that should work out good on Friday or Thursday, either one. So I'll be listening for the call.
Sounds good. Yeah, we'll, maybe we'll solidify it tomorrow morning for Thursday or Friday. We'll get it dialed in.
Yeah, I should be able to make either one work, no problem. I got the gear, so just say when. Jerry?
Hey, well, I'm almost home, so I'm going to say 7-3, and you guys have a good morning, KT-8-8-7.
Have a good day, Jerry. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.
Oh, it's my turn. See you, Jerry. I I still don't know what they're doing at this 53 and 32. I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic for the last 2 miles, just down to one lane, and then it opens up. There's no one working, nothing going on, and then you got everybody flying up in the lane that's not, that closes, and then backs the whole line up again. So I don't know why I took this way.
And it's been like that for a while, which is kind of weird. It's like, when I went through it, same thing. They had it all throttled down. There was no reason, rhyme or reason for it. And then it opens right back up. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
That sucks. Yeah, I know I've been hitting some weird traffic patterns, too. And it's probably only going to get weirder. But I just pulled up at the office. I'm going to get out. And if I can, I'll get back on the phone app and chat with you guys a little bit later. K-A-R-U-H. I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Take it easy, Anthony. And, yeah, we're going on 2 months of this for no reason whatsoever. I talked to my buddy at the county. He said, allegedly, this is supposed to be them boring. It's not the county. It's some contract work for the data center. But they're supposed to be boring under 53 for water and power. So I guess the dream of a Meyer going at 32 is no more.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Or maybe that's why they're boring. So they can get power and gas and everything to the Myers.
I hope so, but rumor was this is why all those Washington Township people were whining about that data center, because this is where they were going to put it.
Who'd have predicted that the big social outcry would be data centers?
Hey, I tell you that first,
right now. That was a double. I heard Wally, I think, and I don't know who the other one was.
Hey, FSO.
Victor Delta, good morning.
Good morning. I was just listening to you guys before I walk into work here, talking about that data center. You know, and the funny thing is everybody that complains about the data center uses a bunch of data. You know, like, we didn't think that this was going to happen. Hello?
I'm navigating the Starbucks here.
Yeah, I mean, everything is relying on cloud storage, and now everyone's using AI, which makes up the compute, so where are they going to put all that? It doesn't live in all that bit of imagination. So I don't, it doesn't bother me. I live where I live for that reason.
Is what,
Wally?
Over to Dakota while Sean's navigating Starbucks.
I dabbled with you. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was saying the price of memory, 32 gigs, $250, because of all these data centers. Okay, there you go. Now Dakota.
Yep, it's insane. The shortage is crazy. It's the epitome of supply and demand. I'm glad I bought my PC last year when I did, because this all fired off, I don't know, a month or two after. And the RAM kit that I have in my PC is a 64 gig kit. It came with 32. I bought two more sticks. I think I paid $125 to jump up to 32 gigs of DDR. Is it DDR6? I think it's DDR6. And, no, it's DDR6. Whatever. And that kit now is $500-something dollars.
A8RUH. Guys, let me tell you, I know all about RAM and how it's out of control right now, but it will be going back down. It's stabilized a lot, and they found some of the big companies that put in orders that drove the price of RAM up only took possession of like 40% of what they ordered over the last year. So just give it some time. It'll stabilize and start going back down.
Let's see if I got it. Yeah, there was a, I think there was an FSO in there, but breaking in had doubled with somebody. But I just bought 500 gig with my for my grandson for his birthday, an SSD. It was like $135. I don't know the details on it, which makes all the difference in the world, obviously.
I guess I don't understand why a physical memory stick would be any more expensive. But I can see where the cloud storage would be expensive more, you know, but I don't know. It's a digital world. I mean, like you said, it's supply and demand.
What brought it up is you brought up the data center, and I have been looking at PCs, and I'm holding off just the CAD. I like these HP Pro Desks. They're small, powerful, don't have cooling fans, blah, 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 everything else like that. And they're crazy money right now because of the RAM. And that's what, when you said data center, that it's just, I don't mind spending good money for something that I think is worth good money, but oh, good God, come on. $500 upcharge for 32 gig of RAM and a terabyte drive? Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, no way. That's my bare minimum spec on anything. It's minimum 32 gigs of RAM, minimum 1 terabyte. I use mine for... I beat the crap out of mine for what I do with them for work, so it's a little bit different. But yeah, I'm not paying $500 for something that I was paying $100 for a year ago. Like I said, I'm glad I got my PC when I did. It's weird, though, because on Best Buy, my PC costs almost the exact same as when I bought it, and it's the same spec. So I don't know how they're doing that with the cost to build it, unless, because it's one of the big manufacturers, they have a surplus of RAM, and they bought an abundance of it to keep the cost down. So I don't know, but it is dumb how expensive stuff's getting. And I just went through this the other day, Sean. A guy at work needed an SSD for his family pictures, and I've always bought Samsung T7s. They're terabyte drive. You need them in 2 and 4. I always just buy the terabyte. It's like $120. It's like $240 for a 1 terabyte.
Yeah, I don't remember the specs on mine. My son-in-law, sent me, my grandson, they're building a computer for his birthday, and one of the things he needs is RAM, and so he said, do you want to get his SSD for his computer build at, for his birthday, and I said, sure, and I just, he just sent me the specs on the one they wanted, and I just went and bought it, so I didn't shop it or nothing, but I do know it was 500 gig, and it was like $130, $135, so I bought a 2 terabyte, the very, very cutting-edge, fastest Samsung SSD that you can buy. It's still the cutting-edge, the 990, whatever. I bought one of those just before everything went nuts. Thank God for that. That's my external drive. I bought an enclosure that can handle the higher speed, and that's what I use for my external drive on my Mac. And boy, I'm just really glad that I bought that. When I did, because God knows what that would be now. I should probably check that just for fun. Anybody on Hall Road, they are all over, like every quarter mile. I'm seeing patrol cars, so they got some sort of wolf pack going.
Yeah, let's see if I got it. Yeah, it's going to be. So it sounds like, Sean, you're building them a gaming PC, or they're building them a gaming PC. Yeah, Walker's got one of those, too. Fortnite. Got to have more stuff for Fortnite. So, he's got one great big huge daddy's got hooked. $600 video card and all that other fun stuff. It's gone crazy. Dakota is the only one that comes to mind. Go ahead, WABD.
Is FSO still in here, or is he at work? Nothing heard, okay. I just looked up my, so I have a 4 terabyte Evo Plus in my PC, Sean, and you jogged my memory. So the 990 is a step above that. That's like the ridiculously blazing fast one. So I run all my games on a 990, or not a 990, an Evo Plus. And I paid $389 for the 4 terabyte last year when I put together, bought, upgraded this PC. It is now $725.
Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna check that today, see what mine's up to, because I think I paid under two for my 2 terabyte 990. But yeah, I got him a Crucial P310 500 gig, and that cost me $128 plus tax.
Did we lose Anthony? Are you H?
Yeah, I'm just listening, guys. I'm in the office. I'll, if I can, I'll chime in. But I'm around and listening.
Okay. All right. Sean, I sent you an email about our project that we're working on. Nothing major, just simple stuff. Get a chance, take a look at that. Tell me what you think. I don't have too much traveling to do today, although Mommy and Daddy are going to Texas. So I get to be grandpa for 4 days, 5 days. This is going to be fun, including picking them up from school at 2:30. I think it's 2:30. Oh, well, maybe the kid's standing out there. Where's my ride? Where's my ride? Go ahead, Sean.
We got a ham behind me with a 2x4 on his Magnum. I didn't even notice it.
Sorry, just give me a minute to situate here. Just walked in the door. I'll be right back.
Wally, that radio is working great now. So thanks for walking me through that. That was a learning curve.
You know, that's one of the nice things about discussing things here on the air. Different hams have different radio people have different ideas. Like the thing that was going on with John's WUO's radio, his R7 turning all that stuff on and off. You know, that was a great great dialogue too. So I learned a lot about that. You know, so you need to turn off the intelligent audio. You know, and I would have never thought of it. You know, and his radio's like yours. You know, you're not going to be able to write to it. And so he wanted to add that coding feature, that recording feature. And it won't let you do it, you know, unless you have a regional account, and I don't. So I suggested we just leave it alone. We could try pushing it back to where it belongs, but then I told him, I said, we also lose everything. Because you really, you know, if you want to keep these radios legit and have them report in and put back all of your proper entitlements, it's possible that they could all get lost. So I suggested we just leave it be. So yeah, that's good. I like all of the open dialogue, you know, because every time you talk, you learn a little bit more. Sean, you back? Oh no, I think it's going into work. Oh yeah, he's in office. His light's on.
Yeah, I just needed a minute or two to transition over to this. So. I'm just booting up here, going to try to get my radio programmed. I got my archive all done. My 65 zoner.
Yeah, my R7 is from 2023, and it's a factory refurb. So according to the guy I bought it from, he said, do not try to upgrade it. You will break the radio. So I guess when they're factory refurbs, they'll, because resellers were selling them as new, they'll pull the serial number out of the database or something, so then you can't get firmware. I don't know. I don't know if he knew what he was talking about or if he was just thinking he knows what he talks about. No. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying. Need to get some coffee in me. But I'm afraid to update it, so I just program it. It works. It's fully unlocked. It does everything except it's a North American firmware, so I can't do FTP.
if you're risky, you can push it.
What does being a risky have to do with it?
Risky. R-I-S-K-Y. Risky.
I keyed.
It's a feature I would love to have, but it's a feature that I would probably legitimately never use. I can't think of... The only time I've ever front panel programmed radios is if I'm, like, just VFO typing in 146520. Like, that's the extent of what I've done with it.
Dakota, on your desktop, for all your little workstations, do you guys use the little Dells, little HPs, little Lenovos? What do you guys use?
I have about 200 Lenovo Tiny P3s in my fleet, and knock on wood, they've been, I think I've had to call one in.
I was at a dealership they were knocking down, and somebody took an i5, I don't know, 10500 chip, and they threw it on the floor. I mean, they couldn't get it to work, blah, 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 everything else like that. So basically, it was going to get destroyed with the dealership. So I took it and brought it back to life. I think I had to put a new hard drive in it or something, and NVMe or whatever it was. I had to put a little MDVM in it or whatever it was, you know, and I got it back to life. And this thing just impresses the heck out of me. I mean, it's got two spots for hard drives. It'll take up to 64 gigs of RAM. It's super quiet, and it is built like a brick. I mean, it is just an amazing little device. I had my second Optiplex sale, and I'm done buying Optiplexes. So I just thought, you know, I'm just giving you a good word on these. So that's pretty good. I saw that the three big boys were Dell, Lenovo, and HP. Sean?
That reminds me, I've got to start shopping laptops for the text here. We got to get some. We got to get a bunch of new ones. Anyhow, used to be easy. Just find something that had a serial port. Now, forget that. That's no longer a thing, and not necessary. All the new stuff's USB, so not really the thing it once was. We still need the serial ports, but the converters have gotten quite good. As long as you stay away from the prolifics.
Sean, if you're buying new, I have a guy over at Insight. I buy all of my hardware from him almost exclusively. Takes good care of me, gives me great pricing, especially on Lenovo's. And Wally, those thin clients are the way to go, man. We've got the monitors that the thin client slides in the back of it. So it makes cabling and everything look very nice and working on it very nice because I can just stand there at the monitor and slide it in and out. But I will not buy anything Dell. Dell has, the only computers I have that fail are the leftover Dells that were there before me. So those are phasing out. Anytime one goes down for anything, I don't even care if it's under warranty, it's gone.
Yeah, in 4 years I had two fail, and I wasn't getting another one. Well, I was using this as the Linux box, and then Tom said, made a comment, KCK Joe, we'll just take the drive out and put it in there. He goes, it'll figure it out, and he was right. It did. I mean, it took it a couple hours, kept rebooting, blah, 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 but it figured it out. You know, Sean said that I was asking for trouble because, you know, it got a little bitty, you know, track plane all over the place. But I think I was preoccupied with everything else like that, and I was freaking amazed. It figured it out. I mean, I was like, wow, whatever happened to Dave when you took the drive and moved it over, and that was it. You were done. Sean?
Yeah, I don't know that I would do that. There's just too many driver incompatibilities and things like that. But, hey, if it works, it works. Ship it. But I am pulling in my spot here, so I'm going to clear out. I'm sure I'll catch you gentlemen this afternoon. And listen out, NADBF.
shown unless they had that pesky telephone getaway. All right, you guys, I'll take care. I'm going to be here for a minute or two and on the radio, or at least in front of the computer screen here, getting some work done, responding some work emails. Take care, guys. WAV.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Calling on.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAV Mobile. WAVD.
Hey, Wally.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KHZSI Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good, Phil. How are you? I'm on my way on this beautiful day, just a couple minutes out from the Lark at Stony Creek.
Oh, that's a great day for it. How long are you guys going to be there?
Not sure myself. Just popping in. I wasn't even sure I was going to make it today. But it looks like I am. Generally, there's somebody there, you know, a general group of people, from noon until 4-ish or so.
Okay. I'm actually going to lunch on the east side. And after that, I was thinking, maybe I can stop by there. But I'm probably not going to be, wouldn't have much time to do that, I don't think. By the time I'm done with lunch.
All right. Well, maybe next time. I just know where to go because I've been there. I don't remember exactly. There's a post on the Useka Facebook page. If you do want to go, it'll tell you which exact park it's at and whatnot. So if you can take it, that'd be great. If not, there'll be many other times this summer.
Yeah, if it's the one I've been at a couple of times, I'm sure it's the same one. So, I'll give a shout out when I'm done with lunch, see if anybody's listening. Is anybody still there? Maybe I will. We'll see.
All right, very good. Where are you going to lunch at?
Over in St. Clair Shores, right on, right off the lake there.
Oh, you were kidding when you said east side, so. All right, yeah, that's a little bit of driving for you today. Well, enjoy lunch. I'm approaching the little toll booth. Got to deal with that and then make my way in. Just thought I'd shout out and see who's hanging around. So KEHBSI, I might be back shortly. I'll listen out.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy it out there. See you, Peter.
Good afternoon, Tom, KEHWOJ.
Currently connected to...
Good afternoon, Rick, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, doing pretty good, actually, for a change. How about yourself?
Like you, I woke up this morning and I'm moving around.
Good deal. What part of the state are you in now?
Actually, I'm vacationing today and I'm in Macomb Township. Gonna go to a parts store, get a tie rod in for the interceptor, get a couple of O2 sensors so my neighbor can fix those, and then I'm going to go over to the muffler place and get this stupid exhaust leak taken care of.
Well, doggone, when you said you was on vacation, I thought you was out having some kind of fun, but you're still working, probably working harder.
No, I'm just stopped off at a church parking lot with my wife and get some steps in for the cardio.
I've been hearing much of your car years there, but I'm not a real car guy. But it sounds like you're going to have some fun with that.
You
guys talk about that the other day there. You know, you're going to have everybody in the world that you pull up behind worried. I see a few guys that buy old police cars there. Everybody gets out of their way.
And my daughter, you know, has been borrowing it, so she doesn't put a lot of miles on her truck because she wants to sell it. And she went to a local fast food restaurant by her shop. And she pulls up, and she's ready to pay, and he says, oh, no, it's free. Oh, wait. And my daughter's like, this is a real patrol car. I said, it's retired. My dad bought it, you know, so I don't want my money. He don't have the money for it. She goes, well, I already rang it up, so here, just take it. No big deal. So my daughter got lunch one day for free, and then my wife went to a coffee place and to get her daily dose of, or weekly dose of cold brews, and pulled up, and she almost got a discount, so they realized that it wasn't real.
Yeah. the benefits are rolling in already. that's cool. So, are you finally over that, whatever it was you had there now? You sound pretty good.
Yeah, that bug? Yeah, I'm finally over it. Feel a lot better. I guess I'm getting more steps in. And a little bit more active than compared. I'm not having headaches every damn day for, you know, 2 weeks straight.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. And I, too, had some good luck Monday. I went to a pain clinic, and they gave me an ointment. And I am enjoying being almost completely pain-free here. I got a bunch of other stuff I got to do too, but Man, I haven't done that. The only time I've done that in the last 41 years was about 5 days in the hospital when they gave me some kind of, I don't know, morphine or Dilaudid or some kind of stuff. But it sure is nice being like everybody else now.
Yeah, you're telling me about that. That's pretty cool. I gotta see if I can find something similar when my shoulder flares up. KJO for ID, of course.
Yeah, sometimes at first I just had lidocaine patches, you know, and then I told the doctor about that, and he prescribed this other one that's lidocaine and prilocaine. It's an ointment. Boy, oh boy, does that stuff work. KJWOJ.
Oh, I can imagine. That's cool, though, that you're actually able to move around again. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but they're making me go to physical therapy for 6 weeks. So I might be joining Joe here pretty soon. I don't think I'm going to make it through 6 weeks of PT. Heck, I'm out of breath when I roll over in bed.
That's funny. Yeah, what is it? Your only thought is an active thought at times?
Yes, sir. So I'm out here on the porch enjoying this wonderful weather. It's finally nice to be out of, it seemed like winter didn't want to let go.
Yep, I'll probably put the window air conditioners in this weekend.
Yeah, they scared me the other day. I was in the hospital there, and I was talking to somebody, and they said, oh, yeah, tomorrow I think it's supposed to get in the 80s, supposed to be in the 80s all week or something. I thought, oh, my God, I'm not ready for that.
It's saying 74 today, 72 tomorrow, Friday's going to be 70, and then she's going to drop down to 60 on Saturday, but then in the mid-60s next week, and then near the end of the week, it's high 50s. So it's still hanging on just a little bit by a thread, but probably not enough.
Well, that actually sounds perfect to me. If it never got above 75, I think I'd be a happy camper.
Yeah, I'm not a big heat fan myself. I mean, I like when it's mild out, but when it's too hot, it makes me sick. So, and when there's not a cloud in the sky and the sun's just blaring down on you, it just makes me feel, I'm up to my stomach. So, this is the right temperature for me right here.
Yes, sir, I'm right there with you. Even when I was young and healthy, I mean, right out of high school, I still didn't get that. The heat just knocks me right out. And I did a lot of construction work, concrete and asphalt and building custom homes and all that stuff. And boy, when it got up 80s and above there, I was shriveling away like a fried raisin or something.
California, you'd be a California raisin.
Yes, sir. I lived there for a little while when I was young, and you couldn't get me to go back there.
Oh, by golly, no. No. I lived 3 years out there, and going back here was the best decision I ever made.
Yeah, I agree. They had Disneyland, and they got a lot going for them, I guess, except for the government, and probably half the people, I should say. anyway, when we came back, I was one happy camper.
Oh yeah, Disneyland was great. Going to the beach was great. You know, going to the mountains, that was my favorite. Being back here, it's just the air so much cleaner. The weather's better. Of course, and my wife and puppy are just back down here, so it's been all good.
Yeah, driving in the mountains. That's every Sunday, my dad used to take us on these mystery trips. We didn't really know where we were going. We were just heading through the mountains and drive around and see what we run across, you know. Man, that was a whole lot of fun. We'd spend the whole day doing that. And I do have to admit, I do miss that.
100%. I miss them all. I get in those mountains. You go up on Calvary Hill all the time. Spend some time up just north of Will Rogers State Park.
For a while by Ventura there. It's kind of out of the big city kind of thing, and a lot of farmland, and we were right across the street from this enormous cabbage field. Boy, did that stuff stink.
Yeah, you lived up there in Ventura County. I lived in L.A. County, right there at by Redondo Beach.
Yeah, when we first got there, we were in one of the suburbs of L.A., Buena Vista, I think it was, kind of thing. And boy, oh boy, that was, I was worried we were going to stay there. But there was a hill, and you could walk up the hill there, the street, you know, and sidewalk and all that, and then look down and see, you could see L.A. down there. And boy, oh boy, you could see the smog that everybody was talking about hanging over like a fog.
Yep, I used to hang on at Station 51 in Rampart Emergency. Get that?
Oh, yeah, wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that a TV show?
Yeah, Rampart. Emergency. Station 51. Yep, it was right down the street from the Sheriff's Department that I was at. So when I did my, when I did all my reports, I go hang out there on Station 51 and just write them all out.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We moved out there. I don't know why. My dad just decided to head on out that way. And I think we stayed there almost a year, and then he figured out, he was, I don't know how to say it, he built machines for car companies and different production kind of stuff. And he kind of thought that California, when all the people and stuff, would have the same kind of jobs and work that Michigan had. And when he got out there and found out they didn't, and he was starting to have a hard time finding a job, and the wages didn't meet what they were back here, he said, oh, it's time to go back home.
Yeah, we started out here at Mount Clemens, and then we moved up to California my senior year of high school. And then I moved back here, and my parents get out there to their passing. So my younger sister's still out there with her husband, kids.
Well, that's cool. I was kind of the same. I grew up in Roseville, and then we kind of sold the place and headed to California, and then found out it wasn't our cup of tea there, and headed back to Roseville, and then bought 20 acres out there by Lakeville Leonard.
Yep, I grew up in township, as a matter of fact, 16 Grandship. Just south of the Colonial Hotel and all that. Sorry, I'm eating big turkey. KKK Hill.
KKWJ, that's okay. And yeah, I was right down the road at Masonic. Well, you know, I was not Grandship, but right where that Macomb Mall is now, that used to be a big farm, empty farm right there. We were on Masonic between Gratiot and Grosbeck.
Oh, so you were over there by the old Gratiot Drive-In.
Yep, I was just going to say that. And as kids, we loved going there. My parents used to take us there. We had a 59 Ford station wagon, and they set up the back end like a camp kind of thing, you know, blankets and pillows and stuff, and they knew that As soon as we got there, and about 10 minutes into the movies, we'd be sound asleep. So I never really saw any of the movies there, but I sure enjoyed going.
Yep, same here. We scram all of us into my dad's 70 Impala, you know, because we're all little, and go and watch the movies. I remember the dancing hot dogs and the sodas going across the screen.
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, this is giving me deja vu besides the grassy stuff. Seems to me like we talked about this before, if I remember right, but it was a while back.
Yeah, old days. Long time ago.
Do you remember when they had that go-kart track south of the drive-in?
No, I can't say that I have on that part. I just remember Jowers Golf Center, you know, the putt-putt there on Gratiot and Little Bank. A home mall with the Saunders confectionery stand in it. Oh, geez, that's just a Gratiot drive-in, carnival toys, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, before the mall, the Macomb Mall was in there, just south of the drive-in on the same side of the road there, they had a go-kart track in there. Holy cow, was that a lot of fun. I was always bugging my dad to go over there.
No, I didn't get down there to that. I guess I just remember the Gratiot drive-in and the Mount Clemens drive-in. Which is really funny, where the Mount Clemens drive-in used to be is where my daughter's shop is at, and Walmart and all that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that go-kart track didn't last for very long. It seemed like there was a lot of liability. You know, the bare exposed tires on those things, everybody's running around this track real close to each other, and somebody's front tire would hit the other guy in front of them, the back tire, and then flip the go-kart over. So a lot of kids were getting bumps and scrapes and stitches and stuff, and I think it finally ran them out of business.
Well, that's made it all the more fun. You come home with, you know, with bumps and scrapes and stuff like that. You know, you had a good time. I mean, geez, when I used to ride my bike, and we used to go around the block and stuff. So I took a couple spills. You know, but that was back up. I was kids being kids kind of thing.
Yeah, all them cars, it seemed like used to be Medal of Honor. Medals of Honor. And, yeah, I remember I was a kid there. I was going riding a bike down Masonic there, and another kid kicked me off, and I went into this ditch, and I ended up in the hospital with a couple of hernias in the good old days.
My wife used to live at 11 Hoover, right around there, and her and her older brothers used to ride across 696 when it was being built and everything. You know, the big ditch. Oh, she followed them on her big wheel, which she wasn't supposed to do. But yeah, so remember that.
Oh yeah, for a while there, we lived near 11 in Gratiot. And I remember when they were starting to put dig through there, to put 696 through there, and us kids, we didn't know what was going on kind of thing. We were playing over there one day, and I said, well, let's go see what's going on over there. I thought they were digging a basement. You know, this is one big basement kind of thing. And I went running up to the edge like an idiot. I planned on jumping into the basement, and finally at the last second I thought, no, you better look down there before you jump kind of thing. I'm glad I did. I stopped and looked and went, oh my gosh. I'd have broke my neck jumping into there.
Yeah, then I remember the restaurant that was right there on the corner of 696 and Gratiot. I can't think of the name of it. And it's the National Coney Island now, but when the car lights hit the big huge tower, it looked like floating donuts, but I can't think of the name of it.
CAF.
Yeah, I remember some, there's a bar, I think, there, Alibi Inn or something like that. It used to be, I think, north of 14 Mile there. And they had like a pine or a palm tree sign or all this kind of jungle kind of stuff there. That's all I remember about north of Masonic there. So it didn't seem like we went that way very often.
Hey, how's it going, Cliff? Got Rick here with me. So do you remember the name of that restaurant that was on the corner of 696 and Gratiot? That's now a National Coney Island.
How you doing, Rick? Glad you're out here. Yes, Tom, I do remember the name of that restaurant. It was Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chip Joint.
No, this is a little bit bigger than Arthur Treacher's. It's got that big, huge spiral that's right there on the corner. Big silver spiral. Now I got to look it up. Go ahead, Rick. KCKGO.
Dimitri's.
Connected to CMN Network.
Did you catch that one, Tom? Dimitri's? And yeah, a lot of that was about after my time. We were gone by the time a lot of that stuff went in there.
You know, my wife said Dimitri's also, but now I'm Googling it. Who said Dimitri's? Go ahead and then pass it over to Cliff. Case you get Joe.
KFABLX, yeah. It used to be a Dimitri's, but then even before that, I think it was something else, but I cannot remember what it was. But then, that was a very long time ago. KFABLX.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with a lot of you on that one, because I've lived in this area my entire life. And you specifically said the one that was now in National Coney Island. They put the National Coney Island sign on top of that great big silver thing that's out front on the corner. And it's not a spiral. It's a cone-shaped thing with vertical strips of silver on it. And before that, before it was the National Coney Island, it wasn't Arthur Treacher's. And on top of that spiral was a three-sided rotating sign.
Oh, my goodness, I remember the Susie Q. Yep, every time we went by there, that song popped into my head.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? You got Cliff, you got Rick, you got me, KCQGO.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Hey, Cliff, how's it going?
Not too bad. Sitting back listening to you guys, I tend to do that on a daily basis. You guys have some pretty interesting conversations every once in a while. Chime in if it's something I am related to or can relate to. But other than that, just listening. So with that, I'm going to go back on the side here. Say 73. You guys have a great afternoon. KF8BLX.
All right, KFABLX. You enjoy the rest of your afternoon. 73 is to you, too. And Tom and Rick, when Tom said there was something else before it was a National Coney Island, I can absolutely assure you it was an Arthur Treacher's. I've been there a number of times.
I'm not counting at all, Cliff. I mean, I grew up in that area, too, with you. But, yeah, 72 Restaurant, 27027 Gratiot Avenue, Roseville, opened in 1964.
Yeah, if I remember that right, that was at 11 in Gratiot there. Boy, that was a long time ago.
Yep, northwest corner of Gratiot and 11 Mile Road.
Exactly.
Yep, it used to be called Susie. It was open as a Susie Q's, and then it got converted to an Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, which is way better than that Long John Service swap.
Well, doggone it, Tom. Now you got that Suzy Q song rattling around in my head.
Yeah, it would suck to have an aroma like that going on right about now. I got to pop out for a few minutes, guys. I'm at one of my stops, so I got to pick up a couple things before I head for home. So I'm going to stay 73s for the moment, and I'll be back in a few minutes. You guys have a good one. NACAF.
All right, see you, Cliff. We'll see you back out of the air shortly. Thank you. Yeah, Bunny Holly.
Seven Trees, Cliff, good to hear you, and be careful out here. And yeah, doggone it, Tom. That orange sun's going to be battling around in my head for the rest of the day now. Every time I get one of them going bouncing around in there, I just can't get rid of it.
I'm sorry. That's like that one song from the Muppets, the phenomena.
Yeah, right. Kind of makes me think of, let's see, when the heck did that come out? I think it was before I graduated high school, so it'd be the late 60s. There was some rock group that had a song that was I'm So Glad. And that was the only lyrics in the song. They just sang I'm So Glad for like 3 minutes almost.
Well, you're dating it yourself. And I was born in 69. So, you graduated high school before I was born. All right, Rick, I'm going to step out here. I'm going to watch some cat videos and read a couple things here. This is my day off. And I'll be back out. 73 in your final, KCKGO.
On the road again, NACAF.
You are right, Suzy Q's, then Arthur Treacher's, then Dimitri's, and then National Coney Island. I just looked it all up.
And like you, Tom, I definitely miss Arthur Treacher's for fish and chips. That was one of the best places in town to go for it.
And now you can't find it. Well, we found a good fish and chips place. The Bear Bar has good fish and fries. And then J.J. Knapp's over in Richmond, they have good fish and chips, too.
Well, maybe one day in the future when I get the kind of extra scratch in the time, and then I could head out that way for dinner or something like that. I just drove past an old, hasn't been open since it was closed, Dairy Queen, the one at 14 in Grosbeck. It's still got the remains of the sign on the front. Kind of looks like the Red Barn. Remember Red Barn restaurants?
I vaguely remember Red Barn, but I remember going to that Dairy Queen there on 14 in Grosbeck. By far.
Yeah, that poor place has sat idle since it quit being a Dairy Queen. I have occasionally toyed the idea of reopening it. I'm not sure I want to dive into a business like that, you know?
A lot of overhead.
Yeah, and a whole lot of other things, too. So I'm just like, well, I got the rest of my life to think about it. Hey.
Well, there you go. I got like 10 more years probably for what I do, and then maybe I'll like step down. I'll be 67 by then.
You said what, about 10 more years for you?
Yeah, probably. We'll see what the finances show in 10 years.
Sounds like a good plan to me. My name's CAF.
Mr. April, are you 2 years? Are you 2 years younger than me?
I didn't catch all that. Want to say that again, please?
Yeah, I was talking with my neighbor last night. He goes, I got 2 more years at this place, and I think I'm going to retire. He's got like a bunch of stock in his company that he works for, a 401k, so he can sit pretty, you know, and just do something part-time.
Yeah, that is definitely a requirement. Make sure you're set up and buy all your toys that you think you're going to want to play with before you go. Because no matter how well you set yourself up, money definitely gets tighter after you retire.
I got my toy I'm sitting in.
Yeah, I'm sitting in mine too. I'll shoot you a picture on Discord. I stick a couple of decals on the doors, see if you get a laugh out of it.
Yeah, 10 years wide, I'll be out here doing RV stuff.
Very likely, and I don't know whether to smile or feel really old.
Both.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'm going to sit here converse with my female companion of over 30 years. See the rest of the game play is for the day since I'm off.
Well, perfect timing with that because I just made it back to my QTH. So with that, Ben Tom, I will say 73s to you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Tell your lovely lady I said hello. And with that, I will listen out. This is NHCAF.
All right, have a good one, Cliff. 73 to you, KCKQ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8VSI Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
If anybody's out there listening, could I get a signal report, please? KF8GHJ.
KF8GHJ, KCKJO, sound loud and clear, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
73KCKJO.
From the repeater.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? KE8RUH.
Hey, Anthony, and I heard Lance out there, too, somewhere. What's going on, guys?
Not much, just on my way home.
Yep, I escaped myself.
I got you both beat. I have vacation day today.
Nice. I was on vacation Thursday, Friday, Monday. So I think you got lucky, though. This is some pretty good weather to be on vacation for.
Sorry, Lance, I stepped on you. Go ahead.
I said you're slacking today.
And I'm going to take my wife to the doctors and do a consultation. So she wanted me to be there, so I took the day off. But it's a perfect opportunity because I'm taking the Interceptor over to get the exhaust leak fixed on it. And I just picked up some other parts for it. So, and it's a nice day. Today's a good day.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful out. I'm on my way to finally take my snow tires off and get my regular summer tires put on. So that'll be good and a relief to have it done.
Snow tires, what are those? I'm going to find a new doctor myself. Apparently mine decided to retire on me.
Regular tires on there, Anthony, or you start sticking to the road. KJL.
I know, I let it go a lot longer than I wanted to, but I've been busy. I was out of town for a few days, and now it's hot, so I got to get them done for sure. So I'm rushing to do them now.
I'm about to pull into the muffler place here and see if they can take care of this exhaust leak I got on this thing so it sounds a little bit better. I'll be back on the bit though. 73GO, KCKGO.
Alright, we'll catch up with you later. I'm about to pull into my stop also, KE8RUH.
Yeah, I'm heading to Norman with you.
KZ8LAX. I've thrown an antenna up in the tree and I'm just testing to see if it's working.
LAX is KE8RUH. I am getting you. Sounds a little muffled.
Concerned. I've pulled my speaker mic off of the HT. Did that help anything, KE8LAX?
Yep, you're coming in loud and clear now.
Copy that. I believe it was RUH. I didn't catch the front half of that. I appreciate the check. Thank you very much. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, no problem. KE8RUH. Talk to you soon.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, 8ZC listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WA5TRO monitoring from downtown Detroit.
NAWRO, NAWRO, PCPCO. NAWRO, NAWRO, PCPCO.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Quebec Mike Alpha, listening KFBI.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Very limited on my P25 abilities here.
Connected to CMN Network.
PFASQN listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.